time of the week where it's not only Rush to Reason, but Drive Radio as well. We do car reviews on a weekly basis. We replay those on Saturdays as well at around 11:30. Richard, what is our review of the week this week?
Yeah, Dad, review of the week is one of the most fun SUV, you know, the small SUVs out there, and I'm just going to get right into it. It is the 2026 Volvo EX30 Cross Country. It's a mouthful. Folks, all you need to know is this is Volvo's all-electric, I guess, kind of compact SUV that you want to call it, Dad. It sits up, you know, a little bit higher than a typical car, a little bit lower than a traditional SUV, but it's all electric. The Cross Country version, which is new for 2026, sort of gives it that off-road vibes. There's a factory lift of 0.75 inches, bringing the total ground clearance to 7.5 inches. It's got some off-road aesthetics on it. The front fascia is a little bit different than what you'd find. It's got standard 19-inch wheels. You can also get an optional 18-inch wheel package, which obviously accommodates some higher sidewall tires. So if you do take it off-road, you're not worried about messing up the wheels or getting flats as easy, those sorts of things. It can tow up to 3,500 pounds, which is a different conversation on an EV, but it has the possibility of doing so. And it's got a retuned suspension with it as well. This is the twin motor, Dad, and all of these EX30s cross countries are the twin motor. All-wheel drive, which again, here in Colorado, is a big thing. 422 horsepower, Dad. It accelerates. And mind you, Dad, this does not matter if you're at sea level or not.
That's
because it's an EV, 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. And I can tell you, when you put this car in performance mode, it is a flat-out blast to drive. It's just really fun. You can zip in and out of traffic. I know some people, Dad, and some of your listeners are always like, well, how does that EV drive? You know, they're not like the EVs of old, folks. If you have not been in an EV lately, they've done a phenomenal job at doing. I actually had someone ask me this weekend, why is that? And it's because, folks, there's not really a drivetrain, right, Dad? The power goes instantly to the electric motors.
That's right.
Which is right there. It's readily available, and you don't lose any horsepower.
No, you do not.
As you do with the kind of traditional combustion engine. Range, that's maybe the biggest knock on this vehicle, Dad. With the standard 19-inch wheels, 227 miles. If you get the 18-inch wheels, because it's got a little bit more surface area on the tires, those sorts of things drop to about 200 miles. We're kind of on the 19-inch right now, and we're right at about 215 miles or so, 220 miles, I should say, where we're at, and that's kind of charging it up to 100% each night. You can go 10 to 80% in 26 minutes using a fast charger if you desire. And then pricing, Dad, they start at $49,500. The one that we are driving as it sits is just under $55,000 at $54,995. It will fit four full-size adults, albeit a little bit tightly. The seats, that's maybe the one complaint I have with this vehicle, Dad. And I'll just say it this way, and Volvo, don't take offense of it. They're Swedish seats. They're not the most comfortable seats I've ever ridden in. However, if I was going to take this cross country, you would be doing so in shorter stretches, right? You're only going to get about 200 miles per stretch. So you're not really sitting in this vehicle for that long. This past weekend, drove about kind of 40 minutes one way for dinner, 40 minutes one way back. My wife commented, it just kind of took her a minute to sort of get the seat the way that she wanted it. However, outside of that, Dad, loved everything about it. It's got some, the infotainment system's got some safety features on it that is kind of other, it reminds me of some other EVs out there, some other manufacturers, and that it shows other vehicles on the road, and you can kind of see like a LiDAR almost in a way. Outside of that, I really can't speak highly enough of this vehicle. If you're looking for, again, a kind of a compact SUV, Dad, right, and you're looking for something to, you know, you're in an urban environment, you want to go to the city and not have to feel like you're stuck, parking a big SUV or anything of that nature, this is a really compelling offering, in my opinion. And like I said, with the only downside, in my opinion, outside of the seating, is that range. However, for most people, Dad, I think the average commute is, what, I think 25 to 30 miles?
Yeah, that's pretty average. I would say that's about right.
And so to me, it feels like, some people might want a little bit more range, but ultimately, Dad, is it something where it would prevent me from buying this car? No, it's just something that I would like to know going into this kind of going into buying this vehicle. Outside of that, I really have enjoyed it. It drives nice. It's quiet on the inside. It fits the kids to and from school. It's got a decent sized rear cargo area, which gives you the ability to put different things in there, whatever you might do. And then as far as charging goes, I've been able to charge it.
Say that. We lost you that last part. We'll have to really quick. We'll have to dub things back together. You say that last part over again. We missed that part. You broke up.
My apologies. I was going to say one of the things I really like on this vehicle is even with the lesser range, the lesser battery capacity, by having that, I'm able to charge to kind of 100% overnight, right? I don't need to take multiple nights to charge, which is great. The last thing I'll say is this. They have done a little bit different of a thing when it comes to the key. It has a traditional key fob that you would expect, but it also has a key card, kind of like a credit card.
Right.
And you literally put this credit card in your wallet or the back of your phone or whatever it might be, and you go up to the A pillar or the B pillar, I should say, on the car. You scan it, and that lets you into the vehicle and lets you do whatever you need to do, which is nice. The only thing that I would like to, I wish that it had a little bit better of a sensor on it. And what I mean, but I don't want to take the key card out of my pocket in order to unlock the car or do that. Now, if you have the actual fob in your pocket, I don't think that's as big of an issue. But when you have the key card in your pocket, it struggles to kind of sense and find. But it is nice not having to lug around a fob. I'll just say that. It's really nice to be able to just hop out, tap the card on the edge of the B pillar, and I'm on my way, right? There's not anything else to do with it. So, I'm not sure how much longer they're going to be selling them in the U.S. or what they're going to do in that regards. But if you do find this car on the used market, Dad, I would highly encourage you to test drive it, get your friends and your family in it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right. Appreciate that. Yes. And all of you listening, please, not only that review, but multiple others we have on the website. There's tons there. We've been doing reviews since 2008. So typically, even on used cars, if there's a car you're interested in, please let us know. And we'll be happy to help you out. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.